everyone, and welcome to a new month of our Bible Studies for Life Kids Training Podcast. My name is Kimba, and I'm the publishing team leader for Bible Studies for Life at Lifeway, and I'm also one of our hosts for this podcast. So our goal at Lifeway Kids is just to help prepare you and to prepare leaders to provide resources for you as you teach these powerful truths from God's Word. So we are here to support you, and today I am joined with Jennifer and Landon. Guys, if you don't mind taking a minute to introduce yourselves, and then also as we're talking about this unit about the early church, maybe just share a little bit about your home church and maybe something that you love about your church.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go first. Hey, everybody. My name's Landon. I'm a content editor for Bible Studies for Your Life Kids. And I love my church. Something I love about my church specifically is it is on a university campus. And so there are so many college students that come from all over the world and even overseas, and all come together to worship the Lord for different nationalities, different backgrounds. And it's a wonderful place. We love serving there.
That's fun. I'm Jennifer. I am a production editor at Bible Studies for Life Preschool. So that's a lot of fun. I love about my church. Let's see. I love that we have the saying that we take the gospel seriously, but ourselves not so much. And I love that. I just love the fun element of we keep the serious stuff serious and the rest of it we just have a lot of fun with.
That is great. Well, and I live in the Nashville area, and one thing I love about my church is how we invest in kids and in students, and that we keep a priority for students to go on mission trips. So all of my kids have gone on their first mission trip at sixth grade. So I'm just so thankful that they invest and they take the time to plan these mission trips so that our own kids can be involved in ministry and not just on mission trips, but then even getting them involved in serving, even at a young age, whether that's helping in the babies, in the preschoolers, or helping with Vacation Bible School. So, as we are just beginning a new unit, as you know, last Sunday was Easter Sunday. We hope that you had a wonderful Easter with your church family. And this week we are beginning a new unit called The Church Began. So this is just a great follow-up to our Easter story because we really get to see the immediate ramifications that Jesus's life, death, and resurrection bring.
That's exactly right. And you know, you think about movies, most of the time the sequels are no good. But man, that is not the case here.
Yes, that is true. That is definitely true. In fact, we begin this week by studying Acts chapter 2. Jennifer, would you take a moment just to sum up this passage of scripture for us?
Sure. The events of Acts chapter 2 actually take place 7 weeks after Jesus's resurrection, or 50 days to be exact. So surprising enough, that's only 10 days after Jesus's ascension to heaven. So the first chapter of Acts tells us that Jesus appeared to his disciples for 40 days and then he ascended. So when we arrive in Acts 2, we see the disciples and others gathered together in this house praying. And suddenly this wind comes in and fills the house and what looks like tongues of fire settle on each person. And the disciples begin speaking in all these different languages, but it's not chaotic. It actually, there's purpose here. So many people from far, far away had come into Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost, and suddenly they're hearing God's message proclaimed in their own languages. And by the end of the passage, 3,000 people believe in Jesus and are baptized and are then going to go home and spread the good news.
Yeah, and it's so remarkable to think about. Like, I've heard the story many times, but every time I read it, it just builds up this excitement. It never gets old. It's like a scene from a blockbuster movie that you get so excited and pumped about.
You really are into movies today. That is so true. It is like a scene from a blockbuster movie.
Yeah, I guess I am. But, you know, it's like, even though we've heard these stories many times, most likely as adults, we don't want to assume that kids have heard it before. So even our older ones. So leaders, I want to encourage you, embrace the kind of methodical suspense of this story. As you do, your kids will engage with the story. They'll be excited to hear what happens next, and it will stick with them even longer.
Good point. And really for our older kids and preteens in particular, this passage can really help them begin to define what the church is and what it really is supposed to be. I mean, we get to be a fly on the wall, so to speak, and seeing the formation of the very first church. Consider asking your kids, what is a church? What is a church supposed to do? What does our church do? Relate it back to your own church on what does your church do in the community?
Those are really good questions. As a leader, you might want to try and guide the discussion by helping the kids realize that church isn't a building or a program or a weekly event on a Sunday morning. It's God's people coming together in fellowship where they encounter his spirit and they serve and share the good news of Jesus with other people.
Yes. And it's good news. It does good for your soul. And so there's a lot of different comparisons that we can make with what we do on a Sunday morning gathering today. And so maybe even leaders, consider making a list. Ask the kids to consider what your church does on a regular, typical Sunday or a worship gathering or Wednesday night, and compare it to what the disciples and other followers do. And because in the same way that we encounter God now, those disciples in that early church did as well. Peter, in fact, preaches the first ever church sermon, sharing about who Jesus is. And from that, we see salvations, baptisms, a continuation in fellowship. We even see the mention of breaking bread or communion and prayer.
Yes, thank you for saying that, Landon. And, you know, for our little ones and our preschoolers, I think we can also define to them what church is and what it does, but on a simpler scale. You might point out the similarities yourself. Remember, depending on how your church runs, you know, some of these kids may not ever be in, quote, big church. So you can tailor your teaching with that in mind, too.
That's true. You know, the goal for the younger ones is to have them walk away knowing that people come to church for a purpose. They're here to learn about God and Jesus alongside others. They're beginning to learn about community.
And hey, leaders, don't forget to look at the levels of biblical learning for your age group and just focus how you can teach that concept and reinforce that concept through the Bible story. We are so glad that you're here with us today, and we're just praying for you as you teach the kids this week.
Have a great week, everybody.